Thanks for listening to Morning Edition today here on AM 580. Now joining us with our opening commodity market report, Dave Dickey.
Thank you very much, Jay, and good Thursday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, July wheat opened at $5, down 3.5 on the open. September, 5.12, down 4.75. At the Chicago Board of Trade, July wheat opened at 5.19.5, down 0.25 on the open. September, 5.32, down 2.5. December, 5.43, down 4.5. March, 5.51, down 4.5 on the open. July corn opened at 374, down 3/4 on the open. September, 380.5, down 1. December, 381, down 1/4. March, 391.75, down 1/4. May, 398.75, down 1. July, 410, up 5. December, 398.5, down 2 on the open. July soybeans opened at 8.20.5, down 1.75 on the open. August, 8.28, down 1.75. September, 8.35, down 2.5. November, 8.51.5, down 2. January, 8.61.5, down 0.5. March, 8.65, down 1.5. May, 8.69.5, unchanged on the open. July soybean meal opened at 223.50, down 40 on the open. August, 224.70, unchanged. July soybean oil opened at 35.87, down 3 on the open. August, 36.13, down 5. At the Merck August feeders opened at 109.55, down 22.5 on the open. September, 109.25, down 20. October, 109.20, down 25. November, 108.92.5, down 37.5 on the open. June live cattle opened at 89.90, down 10 on the open. August, 89.72.5, unchanged. October, 93.55, down 22.5. December, 94.40, down 25 on the open. June lean hogs opened at 73.90. Make that 73.30, excuse me, down 5 on the open. July, 74.20, down 5. August, 73.80, down 15. October, 67.10, down 35 on the open. July bellies opened at 95.30, unchanged on the open.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Doug Slayton in Galesburg at 309-341-5003. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Chuck Shelby of Risk Management Commodities. He is located in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Chuck.
Good morning, Dave. Good to talk to you again.
Thank you for filling in on a moment's notice. We see the markets are recovering a little bit from yesterday's kind of a steep move down, particularly in the beans where we had a outside day down.
It looks like what we've seen, the weather has come to the forefront again, Dave. Kind of a seesaw battle up in Chicago. You know, you get these weather forecasts that say here in the eastern Corn Belt we're going to get some good rains, but as we've seen in the past, they tend to fizzle out, and the amounts are pretty widely scattered of the good quantity. And so today's rain, again, seems to be diminishing, and with these extreme winds we got, whatever rain we get, we're losing quite a bit today with the big wind that's blowing through the Midwest here.
So what do we make of the technical picture for the week? How are we going to end out the week, do you think?
Well, if we can keep the momentum, and I think if the rain gauges tomorrow, you know, don't show much rain here in the east, I think the market is poised to try to break out. It seems to be pulled back from the crop ratings are still pretty high throughout the, you know, most of the country. But overall, they're, you know, really concerned, again, that we need this big crop, and we're getting to the point where we just need more moisture for the corn and beans. When they're small, you know, you can get by, but a lot of our growers through Illinois, Indiana, down into Kentucky, Ohio area are getting to the point where we really need some significant rains to have a good crop coming, Dave.
Anything in the ending stocks reports for Monday on the bean side that is worth noting?
Well, I think I read an interesting story I was looking at today that, you know, down in the Delta and Southeast area, you know, that's about 8% of the bean crop is grown down there, and certainly, you know, those folks are having some big problems down that way. So, you know, is the USDA going to reflect some of those issues? And we all know, again, that the vegetable oil supplies are tight in the world and, you know, biodiesel coming down the road. So it just means that beans are very important and we need that that supply. And as the market looks forward, it's getting concerned again, and maybe with the weather, that we're just not going to have enough bushels to crush to get the oil.
Turn your attention to the corn. What are you seeing there today on the board?
Well, it's a good turnaround. The exports weren't that fantastic today. They were kind of mediocre. You know, we need those exports to be good in the long haul. What we've seen, I think, is the market has pullbacks. The export market picks up. The world buyers tend to buy on the dips and avoid the rallies to, you know, make their purchases. So a pretty strong performance again, but I think, again, we're still chopping here, trying to figure out if we have enough momentum or reasons to make that upside breakout.
You look at export numbers today. They came in for the corn at 14.8 million bushels this year, 7.6 million next year, the low end of the estimates, lower than the estimates, rather, that guesses for 27.6 to 35.4. But the numbers that have beginning to catch my eye and the numbers I'm wondering about are shipments and whether or not shipments are keeping up with the estimate that USDA is putting out for the year, and it looks to me like it's not.
Yeah, we're kind of getting behind there. But the point would be, at this point, overall, we're still ahead of the pace we need to make, but we need to see that dwindle or cut back, or the USDA is going to have to make those adjustments. So, you know, I don't know if we'll see that next Monday or not, but, yeah, very good point there. Again, it's one thing to have inspections and potential business moving, but you've got to get it on the boat, and it's got to get out of here to make it in the end.
What about ending stocks estimates in the corn? The numbers I put up on our website were the Reuters numbers were corn, the average guess at 940, the range 907 to 987, a fairly tight range, but that is nothing like the Dow Jones estimates, which show a tremendously wide range with the potential for some sort of surprise.
Yeah, I think at this time, you know, that's when we get things on a tight side is where we are now. Little changes make big differences, and I think that's why this market, you see such gyrations. You know, we see some big up moves, we see some big down days. If the numbers are changed just a little bit, and again, when you're really tight, it's easier to have a small adjustment that has a big impact on the carryout or what we're going to see. And again, when we talk to those folks in Chicago, you know, there's two perspectives on this. Is the glass half full or half empty? And that's what we're going to deal with, I think, as we go through the next several months of this marketing year. It's a pretty tight number, and yield and exports and livestock utilization of feed is certainly going to be a big factor in price.
Thank you much, Chuck. Have a grand day.
Thank you, Dave.
That's Chuck Shelby of Risk Management Commodities. He is in Lafayette, Indiana. Let's go ahead and look at the current tick on the market. And we see in Kansas City, July wheat now trading at 510, up 6.5. September, 521.5, up 4.75. July wheat at the Chicago Board of Trade, trading 526, up 6.25. September at 541, up 6.5. December, 553, up 5.5. July corn, 381, up 6.25. September, 388.25, up 6.75. December, 388.5, up 7.25. Fast trade in that pit. July beans at 826, up 3.75. August, 834, up 4.25. November, 857.5, up 4. July soybean meal, 224.20, up 30. July soybean oil, 36.16, up 26. At the Merck, August feeders, 109, down 77.5. June live cattle, 89.85, down 15. And June Lean Hog, 73, 17.5, down 17.5. Looking at Mike Solo's two-state forecast today, he says a wind advisory is in effect for all of Illinois and much of Indiana today and tonight. Today in northwestern Illinois, a mix of clouds and sunshine and windy with a chance of showers and thunderstorms arriving this afternoon. Some storms may be severe. Elsewhere, mostly sunny, very windy, and hot, highs of 90 to 95 degrees. Tonight in northern and central Illinois and northwestern Indiana, mostly cloudy with thunderstorms. Some strong to severe storms are likely. Elsewhere, partly to mostly cloudy, lows from around 60 to 72 degrees. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.